A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, October 28th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the chaos at parliamentary hearings to do with electoral reforms.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930605 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about electoral reforms and the chaos that has been witnessed at the hearings.
Public hearings on proposed electoral reforms in Zimbabwe have ended prematurely in three provinces after suspected ZANU-PF youths went on a rampage and manhandled the chairperson, Jessima Jome, as they accused the MPs of bias.
Sensing that tempers were reaching a tipping point, Majome invited members of the public to hand in written submissions. But at most hearings, this only escalated the tensions.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Remember that we're live streaming on Facebook pages, all the VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and Studio 7. So join us right now.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi Gibbs trout tinket chitarisa ne I bata mref bata mfupi.
Kwa fiwa.
Yeah. Ingabangosa.
Inga.
Yes. Irguitika iyo pa apodare pa nengoze committee paramende. Rinona nezwe mitemo kana uti committee on justice and parliamentary affairs. Variku enda yo wachino bunza wanu kuti. Zizwa mura uti zizwe mbumpiru re mitemo. Kana uti mitemo wekubanduzwa kwe mitemo we sarozo. Nekutu wakawanda variku uti Zeki negesiri kunyazo fambisa zvinhu zvakanaka. Asi vezeki vari kuti basa vari kuita sebasa. Asi pane mitemo yesarudzo irida kuvandudzwa. Saka vanhu vari kubvunzwa pfungwa dzavo kuti zvii zvinoda kuitwa. Asi pane kuti vanhu vangope pfungwa dzavo murunyararo. Pari kupedzisira pakuita kurwisana. Zvikuru pakati pevatsigiri veMDC nevatsigiri veZANU-PF. Izvi zvinova zvakukonzera matambudziko akanyanya. Tiri kuona kuti kwamutoko. Musangano wakatozopedzisira wakunzi ngaombomiswe zvimwe chete zvo nekwa Mutare nasi kuBulawayo kuri kunzi musangano wakatomboita nani kwanga kuri kuconcession kuri kunzi musangano ndo wakaitwa ndofunga wekutanga kuri kunzi wakafamba zvakanaka Gibbs
kunjalo ke uBlessing uyaibeka ke indaba yetu zviri kandaba lamhlanje sikoka akakona kukwenzakala eZimbabwe kuna loko kutwa kumele kulungiswe indlela iZimbabwe yenza ngayo khetho kumele kuguqukululwe sibili abantu bayakhala ukuthi indlela izeke yenza ngayo bayisola. Lakolo kuvin blessing ngokwa biometrics whatever abakhuluma ngakho bathi kungani utukhombele lihlweni lomuntu kwa bangazansi utshontsha ukuthi inxa sevoti yabombona so abantu bathi konokwela la kuba bahlupa kodwa okuhlupa kakhulu lamhla zulu kwenza ngazani ke akade bekhangele udaba lolu abavela ke kudala le parliament kule portfolio committee ye justice babe twaliswe nzima sibili ngabantu endaweni eziningi izabelo ezintathu okwamanje kuna ngale bathe bazama ukukhuluma kuzokuthiwa kulala bacajangela ukuthi ngabe ZANU-PF kanti betshaya itoyitoyi besenza bakufunayo so ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani zulu kandaba ukuthi xa sokunje kuyiwa ngaphi ngenani uhlelo khulumani sizwe zulu.
Of course, these are not the only hearings that have been disrupted. There was also an attempt at one time by the same committee, I presume, to go and discuss reforms to do with the issue of national reconciliation. And there was also violence and chaos. And but this time in these hearings, Gibbs, there are some members of parliament, sadly, who are being said to be behind the violence. In Mutoko, the name of David Chafika, ZANU-PF MP, has been mentioned. And in Mutare, Isao Mfumi, another MP, is said to have been fingered, also in busing some people who ended up disrupting these meetings. But, of course, we tried to call the two gentlemen. Unfortunately, we could not. And Gibbs, I think we also have an in-studio guest,
yes,
which is important.
Yes, and that is Mr. Mary Dube. He's a human rights activist and is in Washington doing some kind of fellowship. You know, Mr. Mary, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, just 1 second. What brings you here?
I'm participating in the Hubert Humphrey Fellowship Program. Mm-hmm. It's a 10-month program, and I'm based in University of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I was just visiting Washington, D.C. for a conference together with other fellows from other universities.
Yeah, now right into the heart of the matter now.
Indeed. Meli, there are these reports that meetings by a parliamentary committee are being disrupted, and this is not the first time. Are you surprised by these happenings?
I'll be surprised if there were people who are surprised, because I think we have been given this kind of concoction of, you know, violence and some semblance of wanting to engage, but making a mess of the process in the in the past. We know the coaching and busing that happened during the constitution making process, especially during the outreach meetings that were done. And we know that this has been a strategy by the ruling party to basically block each and every step in the direction of reforming the elections. I think we have heard their, I mean, some of the ministers saying that they cannot reform themselves out of power. So it directly, I mean, links with what then happens in the meetings.
Yes. Singathi kusinda kanganani ukuthi ubone lokhu kusenzakala babantu.
Kuyadanisa kakhulu ngoba kugcina sokungathiwa sililizwe nje eli, you know, sidlala amadlwane. Wonke umuntu serijuse waba ngumntwana kungani kuthiwa kumele sihlale ngaso sonke isikhathi silandela imizwa njalo lokucabanga kwabantu abangacabangeli iZimbabwe abacabangeli izisu zabo kuphela abacabanga ukuthi kumele bahlale embusweni bavikele lokho asebakutshontshayo bakulutha bayakufihla kwezinye indawo bavikele imuli zabo bazivikele labo ukuthi bangabotshwa kumbe kungabi lotshintsho elizweni leZimbabwe lanxa abantu behlupheka abantu bengela kudla abantu bengela lutho ngabantu abangela nhliziyo abantu abangela nembeza abantu asebelahlekelwe yikho konke and ngabantu abacabanga ukuthi bona kumele babuse kokuphela okuyinto edanisa okwamagama Gibbs.
So what Mr. Dube is saying is that what's happening in Zimbabwe is very, very sad. He says it appears as if there are some people who are protecting their own power, you know. If they are in the government and they are ruling, they want to stay like that, and they don't want anyone who's disturbing them. So at the end of the day, he says, this is all about power, nothing else.
But Meli, these meetings are being recorded. Why is it that no one is being arrested? And, you know, like I said, it's not the first time that there have been these disruptions and violence.
Yeah, we have a state that has been captured by a political party. That political party is ZANU-PF. What it means is that state institutions have been conflated with the party that is ZANU-PF. So the behavior of the party becomes the behavior of the state institutions as well. So the minister who should be telling police what to do is ZANU-PF, and his interests are at stake. And if he believes that elections should be won at all costs, whether violence, whether disruption of these meetings and ignoring the constitution totally and ignoring the Zimbabwean people, then that minister or that kind of authority that should be reigning in these kind of rowdy elements is partisan, and it has no capacity at all, moral capacity, to actually ensure a credible process.
Ongo vatereri ndofunga muri kunzwa zvataurwa naMeli apo kuti chakunedza muZimbabwe hapana anoziya muganhu wekuti party inogumira apa, hurumende inogumira apa, vanhu vanenge vachingoita madiro ajojina. Nekudaro zvinonetsa kuti vanhu vange vachisungwa kunyangwa havo vachizikanwa kuti ava ndevanani vari kukonzera boa pamisangano yakadai zvinozoita kuti zvinhu zvakakosha senyaya yesarudzo zvinge zvisingaitwe Gibbs.
But Mr. Dube, ZANU-PF cannot allow a situation where it's going to negotiate itself out of power, right? Why would they accept these reforms anyway?
That's what they are saying. But elections, you know, we are seeing a situation where Zimbabweans should be at the center of what is happening, not ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF is a subset of Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe should be viewed, you know, as a whole, everyone, and it should be viewed as what the majority wants and what logic, what is logical, and what is according to the principles of democracy. If Zimbabwe is an aspiring democracy, if people want a democratic country, one of the key things in a democracy is elections. And elections should be about fairness. They should be about credibility, a credible process that can be believed, that can be meaningful to everyone. But if they think that, a credible election is negotiating themselves out of power, then at the end of the day, we are running a charade. There is no need for an election because they have installed themselves kings who should rule us forever. And that is unacceptable.
But what is the danger of that? Because you see that in some African countries, instead of elections, it's electoralism. It's just a process. It's a ritual of going through elections that, you know, are actually rigged. Is there no danger that at the end of the day, people will say, well, what have you got to lose? And then they turn violent.
Yeah. I think in Zimbabwe, there is a very big problem. We have one of the best constitutions at the moment, but it is entirely ignored. You know, it's gathering dust in many progressive provisions that it has on elections, on how to govern ourselves, for instance, devolution, devolved governance, and many other things. So what you are saying is actually true. When leaders resist peaceful ways of changing a system, they are basically pushing people to engage in a violent way of engaging in that change. I think this is what also Kennedy said in a few years ago. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's about the spirit of freedom. You have crushed the people, yes, they are poor and everything, but their spirit to want that freedom is not crushed. Therefore, if they cannot push peacefully, if they cannot push in honorable ways, then they will end up resorting to another. But what we're seeing is not the people really being violent. We are seeing those who are protecting themselves in power being violent because overwhelmingly people want change in Zimbabwe. That's not a secret.
Kodwa ke nxa sesikhangele ke Baba Dube, umbuso ye abantu bangathi labo bafuna ukungena kwampani.
Yeah.
Phela umbuso kakunjengegwayi ukuthi athi Baba Dube, akubheme kancane. Khangela ke khonapho. Uhlupho lukhona. Pho ke kwenziwani nxa kunjalo.
Umbuso awunjengegwayi elitshiyelwanayo uright Dube. Kudala wawutshiyelwana ngemkhonto kwawuliwa. Kuchithwe igazi. Kodwa emhlabeni ka-2015, 2016 khathesi, sesikunanzelele ukuthi emazweni amaningi njalo lona lolu hlobo lokubusa oluthiwa yidemokhrasi. Kumbe uhlobo lokubuso olukhona kathesi olokurunwa kwama-governments, indlela abachiyelana ngawo lowo mbuso, bachiyelana ngokhetho. And ukhetho lwakhona kumele luvumele ukuthi ubani lobani ofunwa ngabantu, noma ngubani ongafunwa ngabantu ngaleso sikhathi, benelise ukuthi bamkhethe angene embusweni. Hatshi ukuthi kuliwe ngoba sesisukile phela asisekho izolo lapho kube kuliwa khona kuxotshwana. Khathesi sesikhuluma ngo-2016 lapho sesivumelene ukuthi hayi, thina sibone ngani indlela yokuchiyelana umbuso ephucukileyo, engachithi igazi, engasixabanisiyo ngeyokuthi kuvotwe. And labo abathola amanamba amakhulu amaningi babe yibo abaphathayo okwesikhatshana kuchiyelwane. Kodwa eZimbabwe siyakwazi ukuthi hayi kabafuni kuchiya. And
bachiya sokutheni ngedube kona
angazi ukuthi bachiya sokutheni, kodwa into engiyaziyo ukuthi amaZimbabweans mina ngiyakholwa ukuthi baza kwenza konke okusemandleni abo ukuthi labo abasembusweni ngenkani bachiye, ngoba bakwenza kubo Smith ababesembusweni ngenkani babenza bachiya. And lezana uPF labo mgabe ngelinye ilanga kuyamele bachiye. And amaZimbabweni siyabona senza izindlela eziningi ezichiyechiyeneyo ezokuzama ukuthi bafuqe ngokuthula, balokho befuqa bayabelieve ukuthi election yinto okumele isebenze at the end of the day. But unfortunately nxa bona bengabelieve ku-election njengoba ngishilo ekuqaliseni angithi ukuthi I'm advocating chaos or violence or revolution, but that will be inevitable at some point.
So njoba khuluma nje, what he's saying is that you know, in olden times there was a lot of bloodletting in most countries whenever there was this transition from one person to the other in terms of power. But he says now this is 2015, this is 2016, nothing of that sort should happen, and only democratic elections are supposed to usher in a new government. So he says without that, you know, people become agitated, as it is in Zimbabwe right now. He says there's that kind of spirit that one day things are going to change, and people want to do that very peacefully.
And Meli, it's interesting that SADC has actually guidelines on running elections. I mean, clearly most countries are not even following that in SADC. Why is it that there is no peer review? You know, you also have the AU. There are very controversial elections that are held in most parts of the continent. Now you also have Kabila in the DRC, for example, refusing to go. You have Nkurunziza in Burundi. Why is it that African leaders cannot say, well, you know, this is wrong?
The problem, I think, rests more with the disempowered citizenry. You know, when people are disempowered in countries, because there is a systematic disempowerment of people, one economically and many other ways, so that these people, you know, are subject to your whims, and you know, you can manipulate them and change them as you want, and you know, push them from pillar to post in any way you want. This is what dictators have done. And then at that level, we know, of course, that they are progressive leaders. I'll single out people like Kama from Botswana.
Botswana, yes.
I think recently we have Makofuli coming up, and many other leaders that, I mean, sort of exude some bit of hope for Africa. But we know definitely that also there is regression. In countries like South Africa, you know that a few years back, it was quite a democracy to look up to. But now it has regressed a lot. You have a controversial presidency, if I can say, and you have problems there. So the problems are across. The people that you are saying should be reviewing each other are actually aspiring to look like one another in a very in a very negative way. So at the end of the day, I think we need to resort back to empowering the citizen again. How do we strengthen the social capital? How do we make sure that citizens cannot be divided and ruled forever? How can we make sure that the citizens are at the center of driving these political processes? How do we empower civil society? How do we empower your mother in the rural area? How do we empower my brother everywhere in Zimbabwe so that they do not tolerate nonsense?
Now, what Blessing is saying, you know, in terms of African leaders having this kind of peer review mechanism, is it really possible to say, President Mugabe, can you make an assessment of President Zuma? President Zuma, can you do the same, you know? Or any other leader saying, okay, but here maybe you're going the wrong way. Is that possible, really?
It is possible to have those peer review mechanisms working. But those peer review mechanisms should also be peer reviewed, or they should also be pressured by, you know, an active citizenry. People that know that they cannot take their citizens for granted, and they
cannot. But that seems to have been this kind of utopian concept under NEPAD. You know?
Yeah.
So maybe it doesn't work.
Yeah, I think it works. I think it does work. But what I think is that it can only work if there is enough pressure from below. If citizens are sitting on their leaders as a collective, and if citizens are empowered enough to demand accountability and respect from their leaders. Otherwise, the conferences, the SADC meetings and everything can be turned into talk shows. And then at the end of the day, then they will be meaningless.
Thank you so much. Kune awo vachangotibata nhare dzinenge dziri kutinetsei. Asi aiwa musarase mbereko nekufirwa. Munofanira kuramba muchiti fonera tichikurukura nenyaya yekuda kuvandudzwa kuruda kuitwa mitemo inechekuita nesarudzo. Parikudiwa zvinhu zvakawanda, Gibbs. Nyaya dzema biometrics dzawataura, biometric voters roll, nyaya dze equal access to the media, kuti kana pakuitwa zvesarudzo hapana bato rimwe chete rinongonzi ndo rinotaura panhepfenyuro. Vanhu vese vanofanira kunge vachitaura. Mel, is that you know, maybe we can take a cue from what you are seeing here. There's this election. in America in terms of media coverage. Of course, Mr. Donald Trump of the Republican Party is saying the media is biased, but is that what you are seeing? How does it compare with Zimbabwe, that coverage? And
there's a lot of media in the U.S. There's, you know, a lot of private media. And he himself has used a lot of social media. And I think that he is playing the media in certain circumstances rather than really using the media. When he says a statement like that, he's just trying to remain in the mouths of people. I mean, he's courting controversy every second, every minute. I don't believe that he means it. I think he's generally he knows how to keep himself on the agenda and how to, like, whenever you're thinking of the U.S. election, the first person that comes to your mind is Donald Trump, not not the other candidate. That then shows how much he has sort of propelled his name. How much he has really made sure that the media covers him as much as possible. So I don't believe that there is bias from what I'm seeing. I think he's even more powerful in terms of using the media. And if you are talking about the media, I don't think there is any bias.
Tinenge tine mutereri anzi Fatigari ndizvo makadi. Hello.
Makadiwo.
Ndivana.
Matigari. Yes.
Dimatigari wembuku rangu gere kana kuti Matigari Matigari.
Dimatigari wekuZimbabwe.
Ah, okay. All right. Dzorai volume ye radio yenyu vaMatigari atizonzwana nemushi.
Zvakanaka.
Ehe, muchitaura henyu kuti muri kuona senyaya yemhirizhonga iri kuitika apo committee yeparamende inoenda kunobvunza vanhu pfungwa dzavo.
Yaye mirijonga ino tishungurudza zvakanyanya ende zvino zvinoda kuti zvinogadziriswa zvitere nekuti kana pasina tsarudzo dzakajeka tsarudzo dzinoguta vanhu vese muZimbabwe handifunge kuti vanhu vangadi kubuda kaenda kunoita tsarudzo dzinokonzeresa kuti mangwana vazive vanoyeyuta zvikuru. Saka tsarudzo idzodzi vanhu vanga vari topuwa mukana wekuti vagadzirise nyaya yemareform zvedu yotaa toda kuti tizosvike patsarudzo idzodzo dzakachena. Bat tikuona rimwe bato kwesrokaitwa uku richikonzeresa richita inoizikana masherarend east kuona mutoko kwana mutare uko zvese zvokwangu chiendeswa vanhu vachiendeswa kunoitwa kutizhonga ikoko kuvanhu vezanupf. Saka izvozvo zvinhu zvekuti shungurudza zvikuru dai vanhu vanga vangobatana zvinhu zvagadziriswa tairirana kuti tiende tsarudzo zvakachena pasina mhirizhonga.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vaMatigari nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka.
Manzwa apo Gibbs ndi vaMatigari. He's saying that you know, his only wish is that this can be done peacefully and then people are allowed to debate and then, you know, so that the country can have free and fair elections. Otherwise, if that does not happen, it's going to be a problem.
Yakuluma lapho mzulu umnomzana ngwathini akuphosela kakhona
isifiso sabantu bonke beZimbabwe. Ngiyathemba njalo ngibona into ayisifiso sabantu bonke bomhlaba nje ukuthi kube lokuthula, kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi abaphetheyo abayiba basembusweni kabafuni ukuthi umbuso indawo eziningi kakhulu eAfrica and kwele Zimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi iminyaka about 36 years silokhe silo President Mugabe engafuni ukuchiya elokhe etshintsha eqe atshintshe atshintsha ama-goalposts athina athi yena ufuna ukuphila 100 years and ufuna ukuthi azafele esikhundleni athini athini. And ama-youth siyakwazi ukuthi ayasetshenziswa ngoba babenza balambe okokuqala nxa sebelambile then sebebathengela ukudla, sebebathengela lotshwala, sebebasebenzisa ukuthi babe yiba batshaya abantu, babe yiba ba-disrupt imihlangano. Njalo siyabona ukuthi kule desperation engathi ukuthi abantu laba sebeswele ukuthi benzeni. Ungabona labo MP abathanda ukubizwa ngokuthiwa unhonorable sebesenza izinto ezi-dishonorable ezinjengokuthi babe yibo ababanga umsindo emhlanganweni sokuyangisa.
Yeah, maybe you can pause the last question.
Mbuzo iwoyo neshona kuti chii chinoita kuti kazhinji tikaenda vechidiki ndo vakawanda muZimbabwe vamwe vacho vakawanda havana kunyoresa kuti vange vachivhota pese panoitwa mhirizhonga ndo vanenge varipo vachishandiswa chii chinoitika ipapo
chinoitika ndechekuti hakuna basa kuzimbabwe and vanhu va havana basa havana mari havana chekuzviitira vega and ndiyo imwe nzira inoshandiswa nevezvepolitics kuti at first unofanirwa kuti vanhu uvadisempawe vakashaya simba ndo paunotozovashandisa uri iwewe uchivatengera doro uchivatengera chikafu chidini chero munhu kamutengera loaf yechingwa asina chinhu anogona kutonouraya umwe munhu because atombowana something from you and anenge achitarisira kuti next time anozowana even doro and so forth saka zvinhu zvidiki izvozvo zvatinoona kuti zvinoshandiswa nevezvematongero enyika but zvaakunyanya because zviri kungoitika zvichinyanya zvichipama zvichipama zvichingoitika zvekutoti tinozotanga kubhiliva kuti zvakataurwa neumwe mutungamiri wekuamerica ainzi Kennedy kuti vanhu kana vachida kuchinja zvunhu nemurunyararo ukavarambidza izvozvo vanozopedzisira vaakutora zvombo vaakufunga kuti ndo nzira yavangachinja nayo zvinhu saka zvinototyisa kufunga kuti Zimbabwe inogona kutosvika pachinhambo chakadaro
tinotenda zvikuru
So, Mr. Dube requested to be here for exactly 30 minutes. I think our time is up. Do you wish to pose another question? Last question to him or...
If it's 30 minutes, it still has 4 minutes.
Yes. So let's take the last caller, then we go to him, then that's it. Sibone lapha kuti kulobani ecingweni
anengabva uyu
umafu
asikari kati vabvunze
edu mbunde anjabonake
wekupedzisira toti tiri kuona kuti vadhube hapana kuwirirana ipapa pakuti vanhu vaende kunonzwa pfungwa dzavo vachitaurwa kuti vanoda kuti zvinhu zvifambe sei panga pachimbonzi pada vanhu ngavaite zvekunyora kudare reparamende kuti kana vaine zvimwe zvavaroda kuti vaitwe voita zvekunyora matsamba zvingabatsira here
zvinogona kubatsira but unotoona kuti kana munhu achirambidza vanhu kutaura pamusangano vakanyora chii chinozochinja kuti even tatombosvika ipapo takaona mazuva apfuura mashoma apa MP vachibviswa muparliament kuchinzi vakapfeka mbatya
dzinofanira
neflag ndo paunoona kuti hakuna ku havatombonyari hakuna nyadzi vanhu havatombooni kuti ma-state institutions akakosha zvakadini haana kutombovakoshera as long as asingashandiriwo saka handioni inini kuti pane process yavangarespecta especially process inothreatena power ravo inothreatena zvavakatoba vakazadza mumabhengi ari kure kunze kwenyika vachizadza mudzimba dzavo vachidi saka chavanoda chaivo chaivo ndechekuti vagare mupower vave nesimba kusvikira narini narini and mazimbabweans ndo zvaanotofanira kuzvinzwisisa kuti vanhu ava havade kubuda and chero vakangochinja chunhu vari ngochinja chunhu because ivo ukaona vachibvuma chunhu vanoziva kuti chinovashandira chete ukaona vachiramba chunhu vanoziva kuti chino hachisida kuvasevenzera zvakanaka saka ndo pavanofanira kupusha ipapo vanhu vekuzimbabwe
aiwa thank you so much
or maybe last 1 minute
yebo
so in conclusion before you leave So certainly we see that there's a problem. So what's the way forward for this kind of thing?
The way forward, yahlupa kwele Zimbabwe. But what I think is that the way forward is to go back to the citizens, ensure that the citizens drive the process, ensure that we do not do the same thing over and over again. So an election that is run by a partisan institution or an institution that has not been empowered to be fully independent like ZEC right now will not be credible. It will not change anything. At the end of the day, it will take us back to 2013. It will take us back to the problems that we are seeing now because of lack of legitimacy, a party that is ruling at whatever cost. So I think the way forward is for people to resist a repeat of 2013. I do not know how they should resist it, but in all means, people should resist. Yes, they can remain peacefully as long as they can achieve their goal. But I am not calling for chaos, but I think people should... go to whatever extent to claim their country back.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dube, for having joined us today.
Thank you, Melly. Of course, you are free to come here any day you so wish. And of course, it's a lively discussion on the way forward. Once again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. I hope next time when I come, I have a clearer way forward, because this is a very heavy and broad question.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Of course, Gibbs, just talking about the need for reforms. There was a promise by Honorable Majome. That of course they will press on, and they will not give up the fight despite the violence that we witnessed in the past days.
Yes. So now, more than the caller, we have to talk about caller.
Tangatina Mkomba Simba. Simba Makoni, Baruku Pretoria. Magadi mkoma Simba Makoni.
Yes.
Yeah, jiri se pa Pretoria nas.
Ndego ndi mkoma Biera.
Ehe.
Zakamira sei.
Ah, kuno kuri bocha ndo chete chakuya.
Eh, ah no, kuno kuri raidzo zvako takabotsona rweni tumvura mazuva mashoma pura ba. So, kurupisa zvako but not that much.
Ah no, that's good. Nyairi mudariro mainzwa mkoma Simba tirikutaura nenyaya yeku yemhirizhonga iri kuitika. Ku komiti inoona nezvemitemo iri kuenda ichinobvunza vanhu pfungwa dzavo nenyaya dzesarudzo. Muri kuonawo sei?
Ah, nyaya yemitemo iyi hachisi ndinyowani kwatiri. Hazvichatishamisi because all along zvanepekanga akafunga kuti mitemo ndoinoisa mitemo, not one. Wakazipa pawa rekuti ivo ndowaridze mutemo, ndo mutemo wacho muzimbabwe zanopiwa. So mamirira zvakaita zvirikutongoradza pachena zvechi wachirungofunga kuti vanhu vachiri kutya sezvavaisoita way back. Vachangoramba vachingovatya, vachangoramba vachingovarespekta chete zvataiita kudhara tichiti zanopf vanorova vanorova. And I remember at one stage ka kumuta kwangu kwomkomabhuleka ndakambosvika ndabva kusouth africa kunoku ndasvika kumusha apa bhawa panhu vari kutandara vari kunwa and wangu akapfeka matisheti ezanup f akasviba zvisingaiti. Kuratidza kuti hakutorina sipo yekuti awache tisheti yacho yaakapfeka iyoyo, haatorina mari yesipo yacho iyoyo, but apiwa chitisheti chekuti aende chete angoti no ndine simba because zanup f wakazviudza kuti iyo ndiro simba muzimbabwe. Saka ndakamubvunza arinoti ah mukoma nditengere doro nditengere doro ndikada konaiwe ndokutengera doro ko tisheti yawakapfeka iyi haufa hausi kushanda here? No mukoma handisi kushanda but wakapfeka tisheti yemusangano ka ende murikuteroraiza vanhu muno musha. Zvikanzi ah mukoma ah ndikati ona akamuningina ka tiri important bvunza maideas mukoma onai handisi kushanda moita sei munokwanisa kunditsvagirawo here kana ndoitawo sei kuti ndikwanise kuwanawo basa. He couldn't answer me that question panhaye. Saka all I can say mukomabhuleka ndisapedzesa nguva yevamwe vateereriwo wari so frustrated like I am. ZANU-PF yakazudza kuti ndiyo simba remuzimbabwe ende iko zvinezvi hakusina izvozvo. Vanhu vamuka manje nzara nzara. A hungry man is a very angry man. Can do anything.
Saka
ndo maonero angu yayo mukomabhule.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Simba, mutsigiri wechirongwa chedu mukuru.
Aiwa ndinokutenda ichezvo Blackbulle.
Aiwa tinotenda, muve neweekend yakanaka. Handiti ka varambai vakateerera chirongwa. Handiti ka, aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Simba. Take care. You heard there from Simba Makoni saying that the problem with ZANU-PF is that they think they are the ones who are supposed to make all the laws, not the people. So he's saying they should disabuse themselves from doing that. And, you know, like what Melly was saying, that the people must continue to push and not give up, Gibbs.
Right now we're joined by another in-studio guest, and that is Mr. Tabang Nare of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. He's currently under the Hubert Humphrey Fellowship Program and is based in Boston. And I'm told that he has been to Harvard and he has seen a lot of things there. So, Mr. Nare, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, Blessing.
Thank you so much. And Just tell us briefly what brings you to Washington.
Yes, I was here attending a Global Leadership Forum, mm-hmm. Which brought together UPenn Humphrey Fellows from across the United States. So we had a good time learning about gender inequity.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was how many days?
So this was roughly over four days. Mm-hmm. We got here on Sunday, so we were in the conferences and groups until Wednesday evening.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Now, talking about electoral reforms in Zimbabwe, this kind of is chaos, right, that is happening right now. We can see it. So what can people do, you know, to actually end that kind of chaos in terms of the, you know, public hearings?
Yes, Gibbs. I think it's important to note that mm-hmm. Democracy is something that you must practice. I was at a meeting somewhere where someone was sharing that democracy is an experiment, mm-hmm. but it's an experiment that you improve as you go. So in Zimbabwe, we've made progress in that since 2013, we have a new constitution. Mm-hmm. And now what we'd like to see, we'd like to see that new constitution implemented. And in the new constitution, we have your independent commissions, including the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. So we'd like to see things that are in the constitution translated into legislation that will make life better for Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Tabang. Let's go. Kunemwe mutereri wedu mukoma tichaona makadi.
Ndiripo zvangu makadi henyu mukoma blessing.
Aiwa isu tiri nani muri kupi mukoma tichaona?
Ndiri ku United Kingdom.
Oh, kuri sei kwa kwinu?
Kuri right zvako. Vakuya takuya muchando manje.
Handiti kaiwa nekuno kuti ndinenge tiri kuchinzwa.
Mara mangwana tiri kuchinja time.
Oho, kuno ichi Gibbs Sunday I think.
Yeah, Sunday, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu pane nyaya tiri kutaura ye mhirizhonga yaakuitika apo komiti yeparamende iri kuda kuti inge ichitaura nenyaya dzekuvandudza mitemo yesarudzo.
Yeah, ndafara nekuvapa chirongwa manheru akanaka kuvateereri vese muZimbabwe. Chekutanga chandoda kuti ndipewo sezano kune tese vano veZimbabwe. Toziva kuti tese tinoda kuti nyika ichinje. Takagara kare tichida taane makore anosvika kuma20s tichida kuchinja. ZANU-PF iri kuramba yakaisa maspanners on our way. Ndanzwa muchitaura apa muchitanzi muchibvunza vadhuwe kuti hanzi toita sei, what's the way forward? The way forward yandokuona ini ndeyekuti we need to go back to the drawing board. Where is our strength isusu sevanhu? ZANU-PF yaka controller media for 36 years. Ichiudza vanhu manyepo propaganda day after day. And nanhasi ndaande kutaura nemumwe muzukuru wangu kumashonland west. Anga achitoratidza kuti ane kutya asi kuti anga achiti sekuti ndoda kuti mutibatsirewo kuti zvinhu zvakaoma kuno. Ndikati aiwa zvisinungurei zvikanzi hazvitaurwei kuno nezvimwe zvakadaro. Zvinoreva kuti already ZANU-PF inoziva payakatsika. Kumaruzevha iri kutonga ndokune kwaanoti kune majority. Whether it's true or false, it's not the issue to discuss. But the issue iripo ndeyekuti kana kuchinzi kumaruzevha iri kune majority kwaanocontrola vanhu vakaita sengana sabhuku nemachiefs nemayouth ari semi-illiterate. There is no way we can penetrate until we use technology. Here is my input. My input is the only counter to find with the negative source information you found. Okay, and ZANU-PF iri kutaura news dzakasiyana nezvirikuitika on the ground. ZANU-PF ine propaganda 24/7. Isusu tinobata vanhu nguva pa VOA news pedo apapa. Vazhinji havaizivi vari kumaruzevha uko. My youth ari kumaruzevha vakaita phone dzakaita kunge maWhatsApp dzine maWhatsApp vachinzwawo maVOA program amuri kuita aya. Zvinobatsira zvikuru nokuti it just takes 1% pama youth 10 or 20 vachiwana information iyo vachishare kuti kuti vave ne correct information first of all, especially kumashonaland. Kumatebeleland kuri right nokuti vanhu vaya vakatozvipira kuti hatidi zano. But kumashonaland we've been penetrated in Nezano because do home ground yayo. kana pakazo da kutaura chokwadi pa public vana vanenge vachisupporta chokwadi ava supporti manyepo andizi saka we need to find ways technical to penetrate but that's the only way we can penetrate information ichisvika kuma reserve vana Zimbabwe yadzoka vaya vari kuzviita but they will soon be stopped nezano kana yakuda kustop but Zanu cannot stop WhatsApp
I want to attend as
what we can do is WhatsApp you if you want to penetrate let's encourage one or my business or store and zvimwe zvakadaro kuti WhatsApp anogona kuishandisa for the advantage yekutengesa kuti chingwa chauya nhasi mukaka wauya chichi kuno vanhu vari munharaunda vanhu vozva kuti kana ndine WhatsApp ndogona kuzva kuti chingwa chauya in the same vein tinogona kuisa correct information in terms of the political dispensation yenyika zvinotora nguva yakatirebei but my idea is those ngatodite kuti tinge tine direction whereby we see ourselves penetrating and gaining those if we don't have means of talking to the people are going to reserve because vanhu vakaudzwa pamusangano uri kurongwa ne inozi committee parliamentary committee obviously zvane inenge ichiziva inobhasa vanhu vanenge vachinosvika vachinoenda panyongo ipapo fine it has to say izvo zvizvi kuti kuzosvika zvane zvibvume zvamune recommendations ipapo ndokunge vaziva kuti zvine advantage like Mr. Dewes mentioned
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma tichaona you're there from tichaona is saying that the only way to ensure that there is change is to use social media. You know, you can also use WhatsApp, according to him, to try and conscientize the youths in the raw areas, but mostly in the Mashonaland provinces, because he declares Matabeleland a liberated zone.
Yeah, we are going to talk about it. It's not too well in South Africa, but too well, how are you going to talk?
Ah nyaphila kakhulu baba lijani.
Nice phile kakhulu. So ulibona njani udaba lolu?
Eh lolu daba mina ngilibona kanje ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi noma igovernment noma ngithi izano ingavumi ukujinja la strategy electronic. Mayingawina sizokwenza njani thina? Iwatshintshe nje konke kuhambe kanjalo ngendlela sifuna ngakhona sivote kanjalo. Imbuzo ukuthi thina mayingawina sizokwenza njani after that?
Engawina yipi? Owawina ngombani?
Yeah, mawungabuya kuwine futhi yonizani after ukuchentshiwe yenza lokho ufuna ikwenze iphindi rike noma iya rika sizokwenza njani umbuzo enginawo nje kumaZimbabwe zonke
ehe so ke umbuzo wakho lo sibona ngazani ke unalesi zakhuluma layo kodwa ukhona okunye ungani uyafisa ukuphostela futhi khonapho
hayi okunye engingafuna nje ukuphostela ukuthi kahle kahle iyona igovernment kufanele ukuthi iguquke lapha esimeni sayo sokuthi ukuba ne-freedom sikwazi ukukhululeka nje sisho nje uvolet mafinezinkinga indaba yokutshaywa nani lezo yizo zihluphayo kakhulu
o yes awuza kakhulu hayi sibongile kakhulu Mnumzana Dube ungadinwa kusasa
yakhulu
so that was Mr. Dube in South Africa he says he has got one question he says if electoral reforms are done and ZANU-PF wins what happens that's a question, right? Good question, right?
Yes, it is a good question. Yeah. Yes. So I don't think if the reforms are implemented that ZANU-PF will win. I don't think if there is a level playing environment politically in Zimbabwe, ZANU-PF will continue to dominate. I think we're likely to have the current political parties gaining a significant share of the parliamentary vote. And I think if there is a talented Zimbabwean, whether within Zimbabwe or outside from the diaspora, who can run for presidency, I think Zimbabweans will elect that different candidate. So the advantage that ZANU-PF have right now is that they control the levers of power, you know. And for as long as they control the levers of power, we'll have a reputation of the elections, that scenarios that we have, which do not lead to confidence in our political environment. There is no confidence in our leadership, which is translated to lack of confidence even for investors. Investors will not invest because they have no confidence in our government.
I also just wanted to say one of the issues I think that some people were pushing for, at least in Mutoko, when the meeting was disrupted was that they want those in the diaspora to vote. You know, how do you see that? Is it going to happen under ZANU-PF?
I don't think, I don't see that happening under ZANU-PF. In ZANU-PF's thinking, the people that left the country, whether for political reasons or for economic reasons, are people who are really, you know, who have sold out the country. That's the language that ZANU-PF tells. But at the same time, the Minister of Finance and the people responsible for investment promotion will say, no, but we need that money. We also need to tax the people in the diaspora. Mm-hmm. So the perception is that if there are maybe 2 million Zimbabweans living outside, that's already 2 million votes for the opposition. So this is why ZANU-PF will not accept a diaspora vote until they've figured out a mechanism of rigging the diaspora vote, you know, in their favor, you know, through the postal voting processes.
Thank you. Interesting. Gibbs?
Yeah, you got to answer this question, Baba Nari. I said to you, local Professor Jonathan Moy.
Yeah.
What Bela Wenzagal would be even less than people? Look for me, one local electoral reforms. You go Pella Kunoka and Nasu Bonai, Utaban to Bambe Vimba, Betty Valaga Page, Velavan Lavan Akulumi, Berakumilut. Yeah. So what when one asani na regulum to own ati ubusa. You was to want to go to an abeling ye direction lay nyajiwa. But I'm gonna go to my reform law. Challenge.
Yeah, it is an UPF gukanya iqembu libandla elinga kolwayo entweni okuthiwa i-democracy. Uyakubona ngendlela labo abavota ngayo befaka upresident wabo kuthiwa ngu-first secretary ngendlela okwakhitshwa ngayo umama lo uMaye Mjuru. Bona ngokwabo abakholwa ekuthini abantu kumele bevunyelwe ukuthi bekhethe abafisa ukuthi bekukhethe. Ngakho ivele uqinisile nxa esithi akabona ukuthi bengazireforma out of power. Bona bakholelwa i-one party state. Bakholelwa ukuthi sonke njengamaZimbabweni kumele sibe kuZANU. Bakholelwa ukuthi iZimbabwe iZANU-PF. Ngakho ke kusamele siqhubeke sibancedisa ukuthi bezwisise ukuthi hayi amaZimbabwe lawo asebonile indlela engcono yokuphilisana, indlela engcono yombuso lapho abakhokheli okumele bekhethwa ngabantu.
So what Mr. Nari is saying literally there is that you know, ZANU-PF still believes in this one party system. And they always say Zimbabwe is ZANU-PF. And ZANU-PF is Zimbabwe. Or the party is government. And the government is the party. So at the end of the day, that murky kind of affair, maybe we'll make a follow-up question to it.
Tinemwe mtereri mkoma Elias. Magadi mkoma Elias. Mkoma Elias, fambai pamuri inengesiru nyazo nzguika zwaganaka foni enyi.
All right.
Ipapo wanenge pari right.
Yeah, mangundizo handizi.
Yeah, taura yenyu tinzi.
Yeah, nyaya iri kuma blessing ndi kuti kuti pave ne chinjo pasarudzo pa mitemo yesarudzo ka. Inindi ndinoona masimba akapiwa president. Akanyanyisa. Zvekuti he is the one who is responsible for appointing ma commissions. Zeki chaye ndiyo no appointa mutungamiri wayo. Saka izvozvo pachazvo izvozvo ndozvinotipa kuti chero nanhasi tichichema-chema kudai masimba takapa president neconstitution yedu akanyanyisa. One blame ndinoipa hangu ku opposition. Kubvuma wakaita those elected that provision yekuti vape president mazisimba akawandisa kudaro. Ndino blame of the opposition pakadaro ipapo. Asi ndinoti maZimbabweans ngatichimira this time takabatana. I think unity is the way forward for us to conquer.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Elias. Asi zvii zvamurida kuona mukoma Elias chichinjwa panyaya yesarudzo? Zvii zvamusingafari nazvo?
Inini zvandisingafari nazvo ndezvekuti vanhu vari kunze havana vavazokupiwawo mukana wokuti vavhote. But vanhu vanotibatsira kuno kumusha kwatiri kuZimbabwe kuno vachititumira mari kunyange government chaiyo inozogainawo from zvavanobhadhara mataxes anotorwa kwavanhu. So they have to have that opportunity to vote for their leaders.
Aiwa, tinotenda
zvikuru. I think that's one thing.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Elias.
Zvakanaka, ndafara kupinda pachirongwa.
Aiwa, chirongwa ndechenyu ngoma Elias. Of course, Tabang and Gibbs, what Elias was saying there is that, you know, he also blames the opposition. You know, in Zimbabwe, there's plenty of blame to go around. But he says he also blames the opposition because Mr. Mugabe has been given too many powers. The presidential powers are just too much, according to him, what he is constitutionally allowed to do. So he said, this is also problematic. And he is for the diaspora vote because he's saying those in the diaspora also contribute somehow to the development of the nation. So is it because of the presidential powers, Tabang? Do you see it that way?
I think the presidential powers are very significant, but also we must remember that the new constitution, the current constitution in Zimbabwe, was negotiated. It was a negotiated document, and as has been alluded before by other presenters, it's a good constitution. It's there's something called the spirit, of the constitution. In that way, it is good.
Yeah.
But it is in the application.
Yeah.
You know, the nomination of the potential candidates for the Electoral Commission, the shortlisting of the candidates, the security vetting, you know, where you vet people that you know are amenable to you, and you recycle commissioners who have served in the commission before and have been thought of and regarded as being biased towards one political party. So it is that, you know. So it would appear that we don't really believe in elections, you know. We don't really believe in elections. There's a joke that is said that the late Muammar Gaddafi, before he passed on, he said, but why are you wasting your time? I mean, you use maybe $100 million and you do an election. And at the end of the election, everyone is disappointed about the results.
Yeah.
Why not put that $100 million into schools and clinics? You know, because it's a de facto dictatorship, you know.
But you know what you what he's saying about the commissioners reminds me actually of President Robert Mugabe himself. Yesterday he said the ZANU-PF candidate who lost in Norton was a common thief. So he was, attacking Kasukwere, saying that, where did you come up with this man? You know, I mean,
he's a common thief.
He's a common thief. That's why he lost to Blisqua.
Suppose that guy won.
That's another problem, you know, yeah. And why should he say it, you know, after they've lost?
So now, Mr. Nadi.
Yes.
When we look at that issue concerning one-party state, and, you know, Zimbabwe is ZANU-PF and ZANU-PF is Zimbabwe, all those kind of things.
Yes.
How can it be untangled? Can you put it, you know, can you say really it's going to be fixed in one way or the other? Or this kind of mantra is going to continue until cows come home, you know?
I think if you look at the new citizen movements, the social movements, movements like this flag and other movements, there is a realization that we need a new Zimbabwe, essentially. We've been divided in the past along ethnic or tribal lines, regional lines, class lines. But there is a realization that a person who is from Manicaland, who's Manica, is my brother. A person who is Anowerekitavekumaswingo, they are also my brother. The guys that speak Tonga and say Twalumba, those people are my brothers. The white people who are born in Zimbabwe and are Zimbabwean citizens, they are also our brothers. So we need to have a new nation, which is why someone like Professor Sabelo Kacheni asks a question, and that says, do Zimbabweans exist? You know, you go to another country and you're told about the South African dream, you know, the American dream. What is the Zimbabwean dream? Zimbabweans yearn for a homeland where they can prosper, you know, a homeland where they can contribute We've seen some of the Zimbabweans who have children in the diaspora mm-hmm. serving in the Australian Army, the American Army. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be good to see our children serve in the Zimbabwean Army, serve in Zimbabwean police. But mm-hmm. the reason why they will not serve in such important institutions is because mm-hmm. they've been corrupted. Mm-hmm. You know, so that vision, that dream of a new Zimbabwe must leave. And wherever we are in the diaspora in Zimbabwe, we must get together and really say to our leaders, you are irrelevant because you are not pursuing that Zimbabwean dream and that Zimbabwean vision.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Right now.
that dream, yes. Total nightmare.
Yeah, but Tabang, of course, I asked Meli this same question about, you know, the parallels between what is happening now is the election season in America and what you witnessed in Zimbabwe. What are you saying? Is there any similarities, differences? What have you noted?
I think it's interesting because in America you have this bipartisan system where you are either a Democrat or you're a Republican. Mm-hmm. You know, and
let's not forget the so-called independents.
Yes, the so-called independents and Green parties with some with a 6% and a 3% polling thing. You know, I think it's very interesting because you have two strong political parties mm-hmm. and they debate issues.
Yeah.
If you belong to the Democrats, you are a Zimbabwean. Yeah. If you belong, rather an American. Mm-hmm. If you belong to the Republicans, you are also an American. Mm-hmm. You are not disenfranchised of your citizenship mm-hmm. by by belonging to a particular party. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's interesting because in this particular election, mm-hmm. it would appear we have two candidates that, you know, of course, Madam Hillary Clinton seems to be leading in the polls. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are rallying behind her because of her experience, you know. But we have a new type of politician who mm-hmm. is into, like, reality politics. Mm-hmm. You know, someone who's famous on social media, on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And they've got so much energy and they don't really talk about issues. But they are populist in my thinking. Mm-hmm. And I think it offers the U.S. an opportunity as a nation to rethink about some of the challenges that they face related to the economy, mm-hmm. related to immigrants, you know, and yeah, so there are interesting mm-hmm. parallels. But of course, the same candidate from the Republican Party now talks about rigging. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to think that rigging only happens in Zimbabwe, you know, but it would seem to be some allegations that are some of his politics, you know, of always being mm-hmm. in the headlines here in the newspapers.
Now, Mr. Nari, there's this issue of biometrics.
Yes.
How comfortable are you personally with somebody pointing something into your eye and saying, you know, we are going to be part of the voter's roll if we do this? You know, we are capturing some, you know, what you are, and we are going to put it on the voter's roll. When it comes to the actual voting, won't you think that maybe you are being monitored?
I think
so. Let's talk about a common person, a vendor.
Yes, yes. Such a system in the Zimbabwe that we live in, mm-hmm. you know, when I'm back at home, will traumatize citizens and residents mm-hmm. because the history is that we have a history of intimidation around election season. Mm-hmm. So if someone is going to put their thumb, you know, it's tupa. The assumption is that next time I apply for a passport, next time I apply for something, these people will actually bump me out of the system because they perceive me to be anti-establishment. So we have disenfranchised our citizens so much that while biometric voting will assumedly make life easy, it might not work.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And with that, we come to the end of our show. So we want to take this opportunity to thank our listeners, our viewers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our in-studio guest, Mr. Tabang Nare, and also Mr. Meli Dube before him, and our team behind the scenes, our producers and engineers, signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying have a lovely weekend, Zimbabwe.